Hello, everyone. It is so great to be here with you guys once again. Today, I'd like to start out by talking about leadership and integrity. I got a great quote here by APJ Abdul Kalam. He says, and I quote, "Let me define a leader. He must have a vision and passion and not be afraid of any problem. Instead, he should know how to defeat it. Most importantly, he must work with integrity." What is integrity, you may ask? Well, let me tell you guys today what integrity actually means. In the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it says integrity is the quality of being honest and fair. So, the quality of being honest and fair. I'd like to share something with you. When I was younger, I had the opportunity of performing on Broadway. And while I was performing on Broadway, I was in this wonderful show. It was probably the show that I wanted to be in the most, because the choreographer and director was the one and only Jerome Robbins. It was absolutely a wonderful opportunity to be able to perform in that show, West Side Story, on Broadway. However, there was a director there that I reported to and that I had to talk to on a daily basis. This assistant director, if you will, helped with rehearsals, helped with choreography, and helped with just general direction of the Broadway show that I was in. Now, unfortunately, at one point in time, this director or assistant director that was helping out the main choreographer and the main director told me that he had a different role for me to play in this musical. And I was so psyched because I wanted to be a star and I wanted to be one of the best artists on that stage, especially for that show, the show that I'd always wanted to be in, West Side Story. Well, unfortunately, he called me into his office one day and gave me a proposition. And the proposition was exactly this: if you want this role and you want this leading role in this performance, then you will have to sleep with me for the part. Now, I didn't hear the "sleep with me for the part." What I heard was, "you need to sleep for the part." So I went home, and as you can imagine, I took naps. I went to bed early. I woke up late. I went and did just enough that I had to do so that I wasn't too tired. And then one afternoon, he called me into his office. And he sat me down and he said, "So do you really want this part?" And I said, "I sure do want this part." And he said, "Well, are you ready to sleep with me for this part?" And I said, "Hold on, wait a second. I'm not going to jeopardize my standards and my morals just for a part in this show." He said to me, "Well, you probably won't get this part and you probably will not be in this show anymore." Long story short is I ended up speaking with the director because the director had somehow heard about this situation. And the director thanked me for standing up for myself. And he said, "It's completely inappropriate and uncalled for and unacceptable for any director to ever expect me to do something like that, or any artist to do anything like that, just for a role in any show or in life." So today, before I move on to my next topic, I want to give you each a challenge, and a challenge that comes straight from the heart, and a challenge for each and every single one of you that I know that each of you can accomplish. And I know that because I'm looking at you right now, and I see the great pride and joy that you have in yourselves. And I know that you guys have integrity. And I know that each and every single one of you has the quality of being honest and the quality of being fair. So my challenge to you today is exactly this. And not only do I give you this challenge today, but I also give myself the same exact challenge. And we will all work on this together. And the next time we meet, we will talk about this challenge that we have taken. Now here's the challenge for you. Become a leader in your own family. If you don't have a person to look up to, be the person everyone else can look up to. Again, your challenge once again, young men, is become a leader in your own family. And if you don't have a person to look up to, be the person everyone else can look up to. Now on to our next topic.